Clinton Morrison, the ex-Ireland international, who's actually a pretty good pundit. I enjoy listening to him. He was on a radio show in the UK and he was talking about the infamous time in Saipan when Roy and Mick had a go at each other.
But what's the beauty of this, though, is it's the very moment it all kicked off.
Yeah, check this out.
They sorted it out with the...
Oh, no, no. That's the one. Sorry. I've got them in the wrong order. I think it's this one first.
Mick comes in with a paper and it's obviously Roy had a moan about the facilities and stuff like that. And it was, he basically said, I told you no one to do any interviews. So what have you done this? And Roy was, I did an interview because I wanted to do an interview because it's not been good enough here. So they started arguing. So I'm thinking, hold on a minute. Our best player Ireland have probably produced for many, many years is there arguing with Mick. And then he said to Mick.
And the whole squad's watching it.
The whole squad's watching it. And I'm thinking, hold on. So he says to Mick, You was a bad player anyway. You had a rubbish first touch, and you're a poor manager. The only manager I respect is Sir Alex Ferguson.
That soon changed
exactly. And then he changed it. And you're not even English. As soon as he said that, he said, and you're English. You're not even Irish. As soon as he said that, I think most people who were born in England put their head. I put my head under the table. Said, please don't come for me either.
Because obviously, so many of the squad at the time, like Clinton and everyone else, they were English born, but they were playing for Ireland.
If being Irish was a prerequisite for donning the green jersey, we would never have got anywhere. We needed half of England.
He did continue with the story though.
So I could see Mick slowly but surely coming round, and I thought, here we go, no way, we can't have this here.
You think it was going to come to blows?
Yeah, I don't know if it would come to blows, but Roy was steaming. I think if you think about how it happened, I think Mick could have done it in a different way, gone and seen Roy one-on-one, because Roy was always ready to blow back then. He was always fighting things and always ready to go into it. So I think he could have done it, but it got separated by his assistant, Taff, now Quinn Steve Staunton. And Roy stood there and said, go on, Mick, what are you going to do? Make a decision. And he had to send him home. And literally, within 2 days, he was back in Manchester wearing that horrendous Diadora tracksuit he used to wear, walking his dog.
He was back pictured walking Triggs. But I don't know how widely known this is, but it was all sorted. And Roy was going to come back. Did you know this?
No.
This is news to me. And apparently, the Taoiseach was the person who sort of smoothed it all out.
They sorted it out with the Prime Minister of Ireland trying to get him back in, and he was going to come, but we've missed the cut-off date for him to be named back in the squad because they called in another player, Colin Healy, and he couldn't make it, so we were a player down for the World Cup. But it was sad because we missed him. We did ever so well to get to the last 16. We lost to Spain on penalties, but with Roy Keane in there, I think we would have gone on and done even better things.
I can't really remember, to be honest, whether that last detail was something that we were aware of. I was actually at the game in 2002 where we got knocked out by Spain on penalties. And at the World Cup, there was I suppose like at home, the fans there were like, do you know what? We don't need Roy Keane. We can go on. And it actually
galvanized the squad and the fans.
And the fans, quite a lot. But of course, in that game against Spain, you really felt like we needed Roy Keane.
Yeah, well, I think if he had been there and none of this had happened, we mightn't have been as galvanised, but we would have had one of the best midfielders in the world playing for our team. So that's, still a discussion that sparks a lot of opinion from people on either side of the argument. But look, it's funny, what it is.
Like, people still talk about Italia 90. Like, we did really well in 2002. And because the Saipan thing overshadowed actually how well we actually did in the tournament, people don't kind of remember where they were when we were nearly getting to the quarterfinals.
But you remember where you were when the news broke that Roy Keane was being sent home.
Yeah.
Like that's the moment of that World Cup, unfortunately. Clinton is very funny. The video, of course, is up on todayfm.com. You can go and have a look at it there.